started. How about yourself?
My first cup of coffee. Been up pretty much all night. Had to put one of my cats outside because it was peeing all in the house, and then I kind of wanted it to come back in for the night, and I couldn't round it up, so I've been worried about that stupid cat and ain't been able to sleep.
It's one of those things. You love them, but sometimes you want to choke them.
When they behave like that, but, you know, I still worry about it, though, because, it was a yard cat when I got it, but I've kept it in the house the last few months, and anyway, I'm hoping I can round it up today, and it'll be all right, but kind of, I've got some yard cats out there that's been out there for months and months, and they've done fine. You know, there ain't no coyotes or nothing got them yet. So this one ought to be okay, but I'm still worried about it. Yeah, I shouldn't, but I still am.
And hopefully it'll be fine. It might not get along with the other cats, but it keeps the other animals away from it anyway.
They do seem to be good at you know, kind of finding a hiding spot, or checked out the front door just a little while ago, and one of the yard cats was, you know, was sitting right there in the chair on the front porch. So, you know, they kind of learn to stick close to the house, and, you know, I think they feel safer doing that.
Probably so. Sorry about that. I was grabbing me a quick drink and seeing if any of the other guys were here yet this morning. But animals like that, they're usually pretty good taking care of themselves.
Yeah. Well, I've been watching the weather this morning. They say it's going to probably be okay till later on this afternoon. Might get a little bit of rain.
That time of year where it's just the afternoon thunderstorms rolling through.
You know, but Perella's saying the next few days the humidity won't be as bad. Kind of a cold front coming through, so that'll be good. I can, you know, kind of deal with the heat better if it ain't so humid.
Been all that hot this year, so I've been enjoying this mild spring we've had so far, even though it's been rainy. I've been enjoying the cooler temperatures.
Yeah, I got a bunch of trees in the backyard. And, you know, if I'm out there, you know, in the shade and there's a breeze going, it's you know, really comfortable.
That's the nice thing about the shade tree. Keeping trees on the property in general, that lower those temperatures.
Yeah, I got Jody to come over a while back and kind of clear some land out for me. And, you know, I got him to leave the big trees. And, you know, that way I still got a lot of shade out there. And I got a lot more usable yard.
Turning out nice now then, getting the grass reseeded in there and where it's not mud and get you some shade. Be a nice place to sit in the summertime and the evenings.
Wife's got some fish ponds around front, and there's a shady spot, you know, kind of near them. We got a table out there, and I can sit out there in the evening and enjoy that sometimes.
DFW Mobile.
In here, I was fixing to tell Patrick some of y'all ought to be coming around, and I want to get back to my cup of coffee before it gets cold. So y'all pick it up, and I'll be copying the mail. KF4NXY.
Good to talk to you this morning. Hope you and Miss Marie have a good day. And good morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys. 7-3, David. Good to hear you this morning. Man, there's traffic on 290. I just can't stand it.
of traffic everywhere this morning so far. Usually I don't see much this early.
Foggy here right now, not bad. It's lifted a little bit since 4 o'clock.
I just turned on the 290 off of 25. It's pretty foggy coming down the mountain.
It seems like you're about on time.
I'm right scheduled, so I hadn't hindered me too far, so bad so far.
On the interstate last night, I just passed the exit when I saw it. Man, I jammed on the brakes and got on the shoulder, backed up and made the exit.
That's good. I'm glad you didn't have to get caught in it and sit out there for hours.
The car got up underneath the tractor trailer. Can't figure that one. I got under the trailer on the side.
Paying attention, just switching lanes probably.
For this weekend?
Just try to get some stuff done around the house.
Supposed to get a house full on Saturday, either Friday night or Saturday.
Coming over.
Relatives coming in for that memorial service.
His dad. Now people don't even stop at a four-way stop, just roll right through it.
Attitude, right?
Attitude, that's for sure. KO4HK.
It's up to get past you so they can turn in front of you instead of, you know, just staying behind you when there wasn't nobody behind you.
I don't get it. And pull up and stop in front of me and endanger all of our lives. And I don't guess any of them have realized that they've lowered the speed limit out here on 25 and 290 down to 45 mile an hour from 55. Because none of them want to do 45.
At speed limit. When I lock it down on like 55 on the cruise and that, and everybody's passing in, it's like, man, I just have to wonder what they're thinking when, you know, they're passing cars that are doing the speed limit.
Most of them aren't thinking, be my guess.
When I was camping, some of the diesel trucks that were, you know, pulling their campers through the campsite, and that, they sure do whistle a lot at slow speed.
Those are the ones that have been deleted. They've taken the regen or the particulate filters and stuff off the exhaust and all the EGR, and now that's what the turbo is doing, is sitting there whistling all the time because it doesn't have anything to hinder the noise. So that's a quick way to tell that the truck's been deleted.
I wondered why it was. Some of them, they can't even hear it and then can't even tell it's a diesel, and then the others, it's like, man, that sucker's whistling.
Dead giveaway right off the bat that it's been deleted.
This officer be able to hear that.
Do something about it, but doesn't seem to matter to anybody.
He's supposed to retire the first week of July, but now I hear rumors it's going to be earlier than that.
What does that mean for you?
Text me on that when I was going through my bad spot.
What does that mean for you?
Much, really. Other than I can start 5S and get rid of a bunch of junk.
Now who's going to take his place yet?
Not really. Earlier in the year, they had a hiring freeze. And then I guess it's still on, so I don't know what they're going to be doing. Although they are looking for another plant manager because he's retiring, I think, in August.
Something coming you don't know about?
I think so. I mean, the plant manager, he'd been there like 40 years, you know, and the other one, he's been there a good while. He's retirement age, but it's, you know, corporate-wise, they're... going, you know what I mean, and locking down and making you justify things more. And so with the more rules, a lot of the old timers don't like to put up with all that.
Been used to doing it this way for so long, change doesn't come easy.
When I first started, there was, you know, let's say there was 10 categories for spend, and then the next year there was 15, and then now there's 30, you know what I mean? So they can figure out exactly where all the money's going, and or if there one particular piece of machinery is giving you a hard time.
Thin as the margins are on stuff anymore, businesses got to really watch every penny on things. Because the cost of production easily puts you out of business anymore.
We sent some barrels of, a truckload of barrels of product up north to one of our other plants, and I can't quite figure out what. So stuff was made in March, sit in a warehouse. When you loaded it on the truck, all the barrels were good. They're, you know, straight, no dents or anything. But when they got up there, they're like they imploded a little bit.
Changes. Drastic temperature changes in those trucks in the summertime, sitting in the sun and then cooling off.
Kind of figured that if it was, you know, like packed out hot and, you know, and it sealed up, you'd have thought it'd been, after 2 months sitting in the warehouse, you'd have thought it'd been imploded then.
Hot in the warehouses because you got insulation, you got air movement, doors opening and closing. You close them up in those trailers and vibrating going down the road and that heat, and then cool it off real quick. Yeah, it tends to have some funky consequences on those barrels.
One of them temperature recorders in there. I know when back in the early 80s, I drove one, we were hauling produce, and they stick a temperature thing on the side, you know what I mean? It records the temperature, you know, until you destinate. KN4 TSW.
A fairly easy way to find out what's going on, if that's what's causing it. Never know what temperature and vibration can do to a chemical. Like that. So, I mean, I've seen some pretty funky things happen with barrels.
Think about that.
I'm hungry this morning for some reason.
Early yet last night.
Really? Didn't eat dinner till what? 7:30 last night?
At a Mexican restaurant last night. Yeah, went as soon as I got home. I mean, you can go to the Mexican restaurant, sit down, eat, and I was back home by 6.
But it's hard to beat that, isn't it?
Funny, you know, we were in, and that when we were coming out, they were going on the way. A rebuild kit for them. Little regulating valve, and then the rebuild kit was almost $1,300.
Must be some more valve.
Regulates, you know, I think it's the pressure of the nitrogen.
Yeah, probably something to do with the type of rubber that is used in the O-rings and gaskets, since it's used in nitrogen and high pressure.
The most expensive part was the stem. You know, it's kind of like your valve, you know, sealing your valves on your head. You know what I mean? It's a precision lapped thing. Just that stem was $1,000.
It never ceases to amaze me what stuff costs anymore. You know, just a few years ago, you think about it, and now go buy something, and it's twice to four times as much.
Facebook meme this morning had a pickup truck. It says 2018. It said $800 worth of wood. The truck was squatted so bad his bumper was dragging, and then it shows, you know, $2,024, $800, about six or eight boards in the back. I get up on the interstate, and he must have caught the corner too close, and with the rain, the trailer slid off into the ditch, almost to lean over.
They get it pulled out of there before it does flip over.
It was the ramp from 29 to 85 south. It was a video of a pickup truck pulling a camper. He's kind of going down a hill and turning. But then the camper just pushed the tail end of the truck around and everything. But if you had your trailer brakes set up right, why would it do that?
Not enough tongue weight to do that, too.
Been able to lock up the brakes to make the trailer stop, right?
You should still be able to, but if your tongue weight's not right, it could still push the truck around. Because tail end of a truck doesn't weigh much of anything anymore. So you got to be careful with that, too. That's why it's important to know how to level your load and set all that stuff.
When I had that Tacoma, and I was pulling a distribution hitch, and you could make it to where the truck couldn't hardly pull it, it'd just sit there and spin on the pavement.
And you change the angle at which you're doing something, it changes that tongue weight too. You got to be careful of that. So going down a hill and stopping should have been putting more tongue weight on it. So probably didn't have any trailer brakes, and tongue weight's not right. So like I said, there's people out there that just shouldn't be pulling a trailer.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Surprised at how many times people bring their truck in complaining about stuff like that, and couldn't figure out what was wrong with anything just with the truck. So you'd have to tell them to go home and get their camper and bring it back so we could verify what's going on, and end up teaching them how to set everything up. It was just funny.
I had the camper place set it all up and get it right, and then I just tried to do it, you know, the same way.
Definitely a good idea to have the place wherever you're buying it show you how to hook it all up and level it and take care of it, because, you know, they're doing it, and it's a new product to you, so it may not perform the exact same way the one you did before. So, and it's always a learning process when you first get it, too.
I on a weight distribution hitch, it's got an adjustment to let's say, tilt the ball. I'm not quite sure why you do that.
You say tilt the ball?
You got the part that kind of looks like an L that goes in the receiver, and then there's another part that goes on it. You can just got multiple holes. You can adjust it up and down, but then there's also an adjustment to tilt it a little bit.
That would be so that it's level with the hitch, with the camper, so that you're not, too heavy on the front side of the ball or too heavy on the back side of the ball, because, you know, the truck's going to be squatted, but the camper might be sitting level and the truck's squatted, and you need to bring that ball back up just a little bit on the back side so it sits in there flat.
Good morning, gentlemen, and we are. And Mr. Ken, to answer your question, some trailers are taller than what the vehicle is that's going to be pulling, so it's going to put it at a weird angle onto your ball, so you can adjust that to be level with your trailer.
Appreciate it.
With all that stuff when you're hooking it up, is for everything to be one line.
my truck squatting down, you know, a little bit more, but I mean, it pulls good, and it doesn't look bad, you know, and if you try to get another chain link out of the adjuster, it, you know, it's very difficult to do it.
For a cheater bar.
Problem is, you know, you got them little, you hook the chain onto the hook, and then you take the bar and you'll flip it over, but the angle is, or the chain is so short, you can't hardly do it. It won't stay on the little peg until long enough for you to get it flipped up.
All your equipment moved yesterday before the rain started?
We finished up with that job about, it started raining about 11 o'clock. It's about time we were wrapping up. And then we had to run over and go do another little job for today, actually help us out for today. And now today, I think that's our goal today, is start moving that equipment first thing this morning.
Get it done before it starts raining today.
We should. It shouldn't take us but a couple, three, 4 hours this morning to get everything done. Day yesterday?
It was a good day. It was busy. I appreciate that, that's for sure.
Well, how about Mr. Ken? Did you get some stuff done?
I can't complain at all. And that stayed dry anyway.
Drowned in some mud yesterday afternoon, but it wasn't too bad.
Morning in that truck I just passed a while ago.
They were off in the ditch.
When that happens. Yeah, he was trying to get on to 85 southbound, and it's, you know, it's a big circle loop, and he must have been, you know, cutting it too close, and the grass was wet, and the trailer just slid off into the ditch, and it's kind of at a pretty bad angle there.
Circle a little bit too tight.
Thinking.
What a day at work. They hooked up a trailer, and, well, I guess they didn't pay attention to the ball, but the trailer went too small of a ball, and then jumped off on them going down the road. Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Their safety chains hooked up.
It actually happened. You know, it just made it aggravating, and they had to do an incident report and all that stuff.
Coming on the brakes here. Yeah, I'm coming to a dead stop. What the heck? My jaws are not looking at the screen here, but I'll get off at this exit. Classic. Keeping the signs out and everything, but then changing it and not changing the signs.
Or not putting their signs down when they're not there. Just like all the way down 290s, warning you that it's a one-lane road ahead and fragment, and then there's nobody there. People start to ignore that stuff when you do that.
The sign was saying left lane closed, but it's really the two left lanes.
Did a big job like that on the interstate or something, we always had one person that was designated for MOT. You know, the sign changes, what's written on the signs, you know, setting all the cones up and all that stuff. You know, that was their job, just to make sure the people weren't confused.
There's all these cones been up for months, you know, and for months it was the right lane was closed, or the one left lane was closed, but both right ones were open, and then a little bit later they closed one of the right ones and opened the left one, and then they closed the left one, and now they closed two left ones, and it's like, man, it just was terrible.
When you say they just leave the cones up, they don't use barricades or wall no more?
Well, they got that big barrel, you know, cones lining the side of the highway.
Ned, it's time for me to jump out of here. I hope both of you have a safe ride on into work and have a very productive day. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. But have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3, guys.
7-3, Patrick. Have a safe, prosperous day. KN4TF7.
You have a great day. Hope everything goes well with you. Enjoy your day. 7-3, KO4MUF. must have been close enough to work a bale off the interstate.
I got off one exit early, and that is about a mile, and I'm taking the little access road, and then it just cuts over to the road I need to be on. Then over there by work, there's a road I used to, like, go to Home Depot and everything, and there was a bridge, and I don't know, they were inspecting the bridge the other day, and then all of a sudden they just closed it down. Got a detour signs up and it's all closed off now. It's like, man, I gotta go 6 or 7 miles out of the way just to get around it. And they never did. I don't think they have any date that it's gonna be back open. Tree service is gonna be on the premises today, cutting back trees from the power line. That's gonna mess up our traffic flow.
Shortly and do that one weekend or something.
I got, you know, Got my pontoon out there. I need to do a little work on it. Last time I went to take it out, I got a gas leak at, you know, that little bubble you pump up. It was leaking pretty bad. So anyway, I got to change that out and then, you know, see how it's going to run. But once I get that straightened out, we can take that thing out and cruise around the lake, you know, one day when it ain't too hot.
That'll be good. Much fishing I've done, David, I have never been on a pontoon boat.
You know, I kind of never really had one either. And I thought, you know, if I got it, I might could get Marie on the boat better. And maybe I will. I've always had, you know, little bass boats or something like that. But, you know, pontoon's pretty, it's just, you know, a little bit more trouble, I think, you know, getting it on and off the trailer. But other than that, it's, you know, just a nice way to get around the lake.
I can see that. Give you a little relaxation going around the lake. Got a little bit of room to move and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just a more stable platform and everything. Well, are you getting close to where you're going to have to get off the radio and get to work?
5 minutes out, maybe just a little longer, not far.
You have a good morning, and glad to talk to you on here for a little bit. And I'll maybe catch you on here later on this evening when you head back home.
David, yeah, good talking to you, bud. Good hearing you this morning, man. You take care and enjoy your day, whatever you get into today. Enjoy it. And I'll catch up with you later. 73 is from KF4MUF.
Now that you mention it, I do got some good plans for the day. Getting together with some friends and going up to a little restaurant up in the mountains on Highway 11 called Aunt Sue's. It's an interesting little place. It's got good food. It's kind of a little bit off the beaten path, a little bit of a tourist trap, but it's still, you know, good place to check out if you're ever up that way. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Very well. 73 is David, KF4MUF.